This is one of the best weeks we've ever had. We are live in Atlanta, the site of Super Bowl 53. As you know, it is a CBS Super Bowl. We are joined right now by the chairman of CBS Sports, executive producer for the network's coverage of the NFL on CBS and Super Bowl 53. Pre-game coverage of Super Bowl 53 starts at 11:30 a.m. with Tops. It continues right through the Super Bowl today at 2 p.m., followed by the Super Bowl on CBS kickoff show at 6 p.m., and then Super Bowl 53 at 6:30 p.m. The chairman of CBS Sports is Sean McManus.
That is Sean. That is some promo, Mr. Rome.
It is good to see you, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. What a setup you have here.
I mean, I got to be ready when the boss comes around. You know that. This setup is absolutely beautiful. You know, coming to Radio Row every single year is great. Tracy Wolfs and I were talking about this on the show earlier this week, but it does feel different when CBS is hosting because the entire family is here.
That's right.
What has the week been like for you?
You know, it kind of starts slowly on Monday with some meetings, and it starts to ramp up as you get to Friday and Saturday. A lot of meetings with the NFL, a lot of meetings with our producers on the rundowns for our shows. It's a hectic week, and it's a busy week. I'm at the point right now where I wish tomorrow was Sunday because we're ready to do the game. We've been talking about it for a year with our producers and on-air talent, so I'm ready to do the game. And you got to remember, with all this stuff around you and all these distractions, it's still a football game. The field, last I checked, is still 100 yards long. There's still 22 guys on the field at any one time. It's a football game. Let the game come to you and do it as you would a regular season game.
Sean McManus joining me on Radio Row. Sean, let me ask you about Tony Romo quickly. He's been an absolute rock star.
Yeah.
Since he entered the booth, you told a story recently about how you first got the idea to hire him. You and David Burson were at an event that was before the Patriots-Seahawks Super Bowl. You had a conversation with Tony Romo. What do you remember about that conversation?
I remember talking to Jerry Jones, and Tony came up, introduced me to Jerry introduced me to Tony. I said, what do you think of the game? Just as kind of an innocuous, you know, conversation starter. And I got about 7 or 8 minutes on, here's what the Seattle defense needs to do to stop Tom Brady. Here's what Tom Brady, in eight minutes, he had broken down the entire game. And I said, well, that's really special. Said goodbye and turned to David Burson, my number two, and said, that's going to be our number one analyst one day. Huh. It was that that compelling, that enthusiastic, that I just thought he was it, and kept in contact with him. Every time that our team did a Dallas Cowboys game, the producer would come back and say, we did an interview with Tony. He's the real deal. So when he was trying to decide whether or not to retire at the Super Bowl at Houston a couple years ago, we sat down with him and tried to convince him that a career at CBS was the right thing for him to do. And fortunately, he said yes. And as you said, he's become a rock star. I wish people wouldn't continue to focus just on his predictions. Because
they're missing other good stuff, aren't
missing,
they?
Yeah, there are a lot of games this regular season. We didn't make one prediction, and his analysis was terrific. So I just wish they would not. But listen, it's cool stuff. And the fact that he did it three times in a row on the highest rated and most watched half hour on television other than the Super Bowl is pretty cool. But it's fun to work with him.
He is fun. Sean McManus joining us. He's the chairman of CBS Sports. In terms of the game itself, what are some of the storylines that interest you the most?
You know, it's the matchup we would have wanted. It's the the dynasty, the likes of which I don't think we're ever going to see again, quite frankly. This many AFC championship games in a row, 10 Super Bowls. I don't think you're ever going to see that. So that obviously is a big storyline. Sean McVay and Jared Goff, great storylines. Also, you know, you got the young coach and the young quarterback going against a veteran coach and the veteran quarterback. That couldn't be better. Two really good running games. I think Sonny Michel is going to be a star in this game. I really do. You got C.J. Anderson and Todd Gurley on the other side. So I think if we get a close game, which I hope we do, we could have one of the most compelling Super Bowls in a long, long time.
Sean McManus is my guest. Sean, we've got a couple of minutes left. I want to ask you, back in 1998, you led CBS Corporation's efforts to bring the NFL back to CBS.
Yep.
What do you remember about that time, and how significant was it for the company to be broadcasting NFL games once again?
I remember that when CBS lost the NFL, the network went from being the number one rated network to being the third rated network. We had lost a lot of our prestige. The sports division was, even though they had a lot of good events like the Masters and the Final Four, the sports division was kind of floundering, and it became evident that without the NFL, it's tough to have a fully fledged operating television network. So I worked for a solid year with my number two, Tony Petitti, in figuring out a way to get the NFL back to CBS. It was, I always remember the day that we finally got it, and I got a signed piece of paper from Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner, brought it over to my office. I saw the signed piece of paper. It was surreal. I mean, I couldn't actually believe that we had the NFL back on CBS. So for me, when I look at my career, that's the most satisfying moment of my career, when I saw that piece of paper signed by Paul Tagliabue, know that we had gotten the NFL back. Then I immediately started putting a team together because we only had 9 months until our first game.
Sean McManus, my guest. He is the chairman of CBS Sports, and it's a very big day for the entire company. Once again, the Super Bowl today at 2 p.m. is followed by the Super Bowl on CBS kickoff show at 6 p.m. The Super Bowl itself is 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. Sean, thank you very much. And by the way, thanks for an amazing setup here. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. You deserve it.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great day. And that's going to wrap up our Thursday coverage from Radio Row in the ATL. Thank you, boss. Sean McManus.